A missionary teacher was all excited because she was about to begin the most important class of the year. It was a class for the children of new Catholic families. The reason it was so important was that the class was going to be about Jesus. She began by saying, "Today I want to tell you about a man that you must meet. He's a person who loves you. He loves you even more than your family and your friends. He's a person who is more kind than the kindest person you've ever met. He's a person who wants to help you in any way he can." And suddenly the teacher noticed a little boy in the back of the room waving his hand and getting more and more excited by the minute. And finally, unable to contain himself any longer, he blurted out, "I know that man! I know who you're talking about. He lives on our street, and he's the reason that my family is Catholic." Now, I like that story because it describes in a simple way what we Christians are called to do. We are called to make Jesus present in our world, just as that man made him present to the people on his street. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that they are to be his witnesses. They are called to preach repentance and forgiveness in his name to all the nations. They are called to be his witnesses and to make him present in their world, just as we are called to make Jesus present right here in our world. When each one of us received the sacrament of confirmation, we were called to witness to Christ by word and deed and make him present. So let's take a look at exactly what that means. First, it means to show forth the same compassion that Jesus did. Jesus reached out to people who were sick, either physically, emotionally, or spiritually. It means to show forth the same prayerfulness that Jesus did. The Gospels tell us how he got up early in the morning, many times before daylight, and went off by himself to pray. And finally, it means to show forth the same witness that Jesus did, because he went throughout Judea and Galilee preaching the good news of God's kingdom, both by his example and his word. So let's take a little closer look at each one of these aspects of Jesus' life that we are clearly called to imitate in our lives as Christian disciples. First, the compassion of Jesus. In October of 1967, John McClain took off in a fighter jet from an aircraft carrier that was headed for North Vietnam. Just minutes into the flight, a surface-to-air missile blew off one of the wings of his jet. As he ejected, his body hit part of the aircraft, breaking his right arm and his knee, and he landed in a shallow pond in the middle of Hanoi. An angry mob fished him out of the water and began stripping off his clothes. A man smashed a rifle against his shoulder, breaking it in two places. Another man stuck a knife into his ankle and his groin. John McCain was in excruciating pain, and he thought that he was surely going to die. But then something amazing happened. A woman, probably a Hanoi nurse, began yelling and screaming at the crowd of men who were beating McCain to death, and she somehow managed to stop them from harming him any further. And then she knelt down beside him and applied bamboo splints to his arm and his leg. And then an army truck arrived. And as they loaded McCain into the truck, the nurse gave him some tea to drink. Now that woman's courage and compassion is an example of the courage and compassion that Jesus showed forth and that he calls us to imitate. And this brings us to the prayerful dimension of Jesus. John Westenberg was on his regular early morning walk one day when a garbage truck pulled up beside him. He thought that the driver was going to ask for directions, but instead the driver pulled out a photograph of a small boy saying, "This is my grandson. He's on life support at a hospital in Phoenix." And thinking the driver was going to beg for money to help cover the hospital bill, Bob reached for his wallet, but the driver wanted something much more than money. He said to Bob, "I am asking people on my route to pray for my grandson. Would you please help us pray for him?" Bob promised. The driver thanked him and drove off. Now, that driver's commitment to prayer is a good example of the commitment to prayer that Jesus had and that he calls each one of us to have. And finally, there was the preaching or witness dimension of Jesus. He went throughout Judea and Galilee preaching the good news of God's kingdom by his word and example. Like Jesus, we are called by our baptism and confirmation to preach the good news of God's kingdom to everyone we meet. Young Randall Harris was aware that every Christian is called to preach the gospel. But he had a problem. You see, he was extremely shy. In fact, so much so that he didn't believe that there was any way that he could live up to this standard. It bothered him, and the solution that he came up with was ingenious. Each month, he would spend a percentage of his earnings on Catholic pamphlets that he placed in hospital lobbies and other similar places. One day he heard someone say, "My introduction to the Catholic Church came in a strange way. It was through a pamphlet that I found in the hospital lobby." Overhearing that was a great blessing to Randall. He was so delighted to be able to fulfill his mission despite his handicap. It was as if an angel spoke to him saying, "Jesus just wanted you to know that your efforts are bearing fruit." Wherever there is a true will to be what we are called to be, there's always a way. And so today's gospel provides the mission for all baptized and confirmed Catholics. The call of Jesus as witnesses. We are each called to be for our world what Jesus was for his world. This means that we are each called to show forth in our everyday lives the three same dimensions that Jesus did. We are each called to show forth the compassion of Jesus, as did the good woman from Hanoi. We are each called to show forth the prayerfulness of Jesus, as did the driver of the garbage truck, asking others to pray for his sick grandson. And finally, we are each called to preach the good news of God's kingdom by word and example, as Randall Norris did, in spite of his shyness. And this is the good news that Jesus invites us to take to heart today and implement in our lives. This is the good news that our world is desperately hungering to hear and longing to see lived out in every one of us. When we follow him, we hear what he says and do what he does. When we live in his love, when we are his witnesses in our world, to live in his love is to live the sacramental life, to be a visible sign of God's invisible grace, to manifest God, to make him present wherever we are and to whomever we meet. Selfless, self-giving love makes God present because that is God's nature, a nature that we have learned about in detail through Jesus. When we leave here today, we can never be the same. Because today we are all personally and communally washed clean. We are renewed by God's word. We are strengthened by the bread of life. And then, after Mass, we are sent to be what we are all called to be, a sacrament, a visible sign of God's invisible grace. Amen, church.